This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. On Monday, members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at an apartment on K Street in Arcata. They contacted 21-year-old Sarah Arnold, 27-year-old Jorge King, and 21-year-old Gabriel Ramonez. A search of the apartment turned up suspected cocaine, ecstasy, acid, mushrooms, numerous nitrous oxide containers, and a pound of processed bud. Task force members also confiscated more than $6,900 in cash and evidence of drug sales activity. Arnold, King, and Ramonez were all booked on drug possession and distribution charges. Members of the County Drug Task Force spotted a man who was the target of a search warrant driving north on Highway 101 last Saturday morning and initiated a traffic stop. Task force members contacted the driver, 25-year-old Jose Trujillo, and the passenger, 37-year-old Ricardo Avalos, and then searched the car. The search turned up a quarter pound of suspected methamphetamine, and both men were arrested on possession charges. A search warrant was then served on a motel room in Fortuna connected to Trujillo, and there, task force members found packaging materials, scales, and other evidence of drug sales activity. Trujillo was booked into county jail, while Avalos, who suffered a medical emergency, was cited and released to hospital staff for treatment. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office began selling pink hats on October 1st in an effort to raise money and awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yesterday, Sheriff Billy Hansel and staff turned over a check for $1,500 to the Breast Health Project, and the Deputy Sheriff's Organization donated an additional $2,500 as well. Caltrans District 1 announced via Facebook that Highway 36 is no longer subject to 8-hour closures now that a federal highway improvement project has been suspended for the winter. Motorists will still encounter 15 to 30-minute delays, and one-way controlled traffic is in place at the construction site, but regular closures won't occur again until the spring construction season. With the implementation of Senate Bill 1 that has raised gas and diesel sales taxes, Caltrans has outlined the details on several road improvement projects. A $50 million project will see 77 miles of Highway 101 resurfaced from School Road to Big Lagoon, and a $17 million project will see road service improvements done to 36 miles of Highway 101 from the Englewood Park undercrossing to Red Crest. Other drainage and culvert replacement projects have been given the green light as well. The Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for 14-year-old Eureka boy Jesus Tejeda, who was last seen being dropped off at Eureka High School this past Friday. Tejeda is a Hispanic male who also goes by the nickname Chewy. He's 5'9", weighs 170 pounds, and has thick brown hair. Anyone with information about Tejeda is asked to contact authorities. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.